You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. A favorite family fun autumn activity is returning to downtown Green Bay this weekend. Fall Fest on Broadway is happening tomorrow. This celebration of all things fall features trunk or treating, live music, pumpkin painting, even a corn pit for the kids. Fall Fest brings the community together to enjoy the season and support local businesses. It looks like a beautiful day to spend out in Light Park. Fall Fest runs from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. tomorrow. And if you are out there in downtown Green Bay tomorrow, you'll probably be able to hear the drums and marching band music coming all the way from West High School. What would high school football be without the marching bands? You can hear the best of the best as marching bands from all four Green Bay high schools come together for the 12th annual Marching Band Showcase. This program features the marching band homecoming field shows from Green Bay's East and West high schools, Preble and Southwest. Then they'll all come together for a combined number featuring more than 350 musicians. Gates open at 12:30 p.m. and the showcase starts at 1. Admission is free. Local nonprofits that want to be part of Give Big Green Bay's annual Day of Giving, now's your chance. Applications are now open to participate in the 9th annual event to support the work of local nonprofit organizations in our community. Organizers say they're looking for a diverse group of nonprofits serving Brown County. This is your chance to share your story, connect with new supporters, and help create community-wide impact. Apply now through October 31st at givebiggreenbay.org. A favorite family fun autumn activity is returning to downtown Green Bay this weekend. Fall Fest on Broadway is happening tomorrow. This celebration of all things fall features trunk or treating, live music, pumpkin painting, even a corn pit for the kids. Fall Fest brings the community together to enjoy the season and support local businesses. It looks like a beautiful day to spend out in Light Park. Fall Fest runs from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. tomorrow. And if you are out there in downtown Green Bay tomorrow, you'll probably be able to hear the drums and marching band music coming all the way from West High School. What would high school football be without the marching bands? You can hear the best of the best as marching bands from all four Green Bay high schools come together for the 12th annual Marching Band Showcase. This program features the marching band homecoming field shows from Green Bay's East and West high schools, Preble and Southwest. Then they'll all come together for a combined number featuring more than 350 musicians. Gates open at 12:30 p.m. and the showcase starts at 1. Admission is free. Local nonprofits that want to be part of Give Big Green Bay's annual Day of Giving, now's your chance. Applications are now open to participate in the 9th annual event to support the work of local nonprofit organizations in our community. Organizers say they're looking for a diverse group of nonprofits serving Brown County. This is your chance to share your story, connect with new supporters, and help create community-wide impact. Apply now through October 31st at givebiggreenbay.org. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Game two is tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it's the Brewers and the Cubs in the NLDS. Milwaukee winning game one, 9-3 on Saturday. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
Well, I mean, we're down 1-0. Nothing else changes besides that. It's 1-0. I don't think, I'm not sure we'd manage the game differently on Monday. Up 1-0, down 1-0. So it, I'm not sure it does. We made it harder for ourselves. We got to win 3 out of 4 now. They got to win 2 out of 4. That's it.
The Cubs will start Shota Imanaga. Brewers manager Pat Murphy was asked.
Murph, what are your pitching plans?
Yeah, Ashby's going to start. I don't know if Priester will be next. I really don't.
NFL, the Packers back at work after having a bye week. They host the Cincinnati Bengals Sunday at 3:25. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Peaky Blinders is the gift that keeps on giving to its loyal fans. Netflix and the BBC have announced that the popular show about the Shelby crime gang is getting a two-season sequel, according to Screen Rant. The period drama, created by Stephen Knight, will have 6 episodes in each season that will air on BBC One in the UK and Netflix worldwide. The new seasons will pick up after the Peaky Blinders movie, also written by Knight, called The Immortal Man. There is no release date yet for the film, which stars Cillian Murphy, Stephen Graham, and Rebecca Ferguson. There were rumors that the movie would be the end of the franchise, but that no longer appears to be the case. Knight says that the show will follow a new generation of Shelbys in the sequel. The Immortal Man will act as a bridge between the original show, which ran for 6 seasons, and the new iteration. There is one house that will be less full. Fraudsters Lori Laughlin and husband Massimo Giannulli have decided to take a break from their marriage. The couple was embroiled in a college admissions scandal in 2019 after bribing college officials to get their daughters of limited intelligence into a college. The couple pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit fraud. Ex-Full House actor Laughlin spent 2 months and Giannulli 5 months in minimum security correctional facilities. Yep, they even finagled their way into better prisons. The Hollywood Reporter says the two have been married for 28 years and have decided not to file divorce papers at this point. The college admissions scandal was a nationwide conspiracy. Fellow actors Felicity Huffman and William Macy were also involved in the scandal because they cheated for their rich kids too. Okay, I get that it might be a bummer to be privileged and not all that bright, but the parents are actors. Couldn't they have taught their kids to at least pretend to be smart? 25 titles that qualify for the new podcast category for 2026. Some of the nominees include The Smartless Podcast with Jason Bateman, Sean Hayes, and Will Arnett. The Joe Rogan Experiment, which is a podcast for bros who need constant reassurance that they're bros. Call Her Daddy with Alex Cooper. Armchair Expert with Dax Shepard. The Bill Simmons Podcast. And Good Hang with Amy Poehler. Sometimes it seems like Netflix owns the world, but really weird rich guy Elon Musk, who actually wants to own the world, might have something to say about that. According to Variety, the pseudo-free speech advocate is urging his 227 million followers to cancel Netflix because, well, he doesn't like what they're saying. He is accusing the platform of having a transgender agenda and, in a recent post, said, "Cancel Netflix for the health of your kids." Yes, Elon, all the problems in society are because of Tiger King. In a related story, most of Elon's kids don't like or know him. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Have the umbrella handy today. Cloudy skies with some scattered showers from time to time. Temperatures holding steady in the lower 60s. Still a few showers possible this evening, otherwise mostly cloudy with a low of 47. Sunny and comfortable on Tuesday, highs in the mid-60s. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wgbw.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.